Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Appropriate song, Lamville. The internet informs me that this album, Doggy Style from Snoop Dogg,
with the ALBC, is kind of
dropped 28 years ago today.
But I somehow, some way, keep coming up
every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and the golden age of hip hop. I've also been informed that today is Ben Standig's birthday. Friend of the program, happy birthday to Ben.
Happy birthday, Benjamin.
I believe he's 29.
It would have been better if he was born tomorrow because it's Ben's day.
That's true. That's true. Maybe today's Ben's day. That only falls on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Right now, however, let's get to a gentleman whose birthday it isn't and probably has never listened to Doggy Style from front to back. Let's talk to Mr. Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington, the Washington Football Talk podcast. Pete joins us via the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Pete, what up, man?
Hello, JP. Hello, Brian. I don't know if I've listened to that album, but I do appreciate the album's name, and I'll leave it at that.
Whoa, weirdo. And you know what? I'm just going to stick to football.
Yeah, leave that. Go past that.
You've had a couple interesting blog posts the last few days, kind of as Washington is, I don't want to say getting hot, but certainly getting lukewarm anyway. We did an exercise kind of going through the NFC playoff picture, and I think Washington is still fairly far on the outside when you look at Vikings, Eagles, and Niners kind of a win ahead of them and perhaps playing better football. But when does that change? If Washington can get to 500, like how do you see it all shaking out over the next month?
I think it's already changed. When we were talking on the podcast last week, to us, or at least to me, it felt like if they beat the Panthers, then we can start treating this as a competitive team who might be in the mix. And I get that the Eagles are trending upward, the Vikings are trending upward, the Niners have stacked two wins in a row too, so it's still plenty crowded. But the way Washington is winning with some hard-nosed physical football, running the ball, not making mistakes, playing sound defense with good communication on the back end, that stuff isn't necessarily fluky or require a lot of good things to go their way. That's just basic fundamental football, and it's coach speaky and kind of boring, but I think it's something they can do week in and week out, and if they do so, I think they're going to win more games than they lose coming in, and they have a couple of weak opponents or at least flailing opponents the next couple games, and I think 6-6 is well within the realm of possibility. So it's crazy. You don't want to overact too much after two wins, but these two wins have been pretty emphatic with some good statements. So I do think we can start treating this team with a little bit more optimism.
What's the number that you feel they have to get to be able to get past those teams in front of them and secure that playoff spot? Like they've won four. They have seven left. How many they must win of the next seven to be able to secure that?
Yeah, it's the all-knowing question there. I think five, get to 9-8, puts you in a spot where you hope that's enough to get in. Some of these teams that look really good right now, just the way with the NFL is, they're going to have a couple bad games coming up, and we're going to look at them totally differently. And hopefully Washington isn't among that crew, but if Taylor Heinicke goes back to his old turnover prone ways, or there's a few more injuries, it's very possible that happens. But 9-8 feels like a good spot there for that seventh seed, maybe 8-9. But for Washington, I think the goal should be to finish above 500, hopefully sneak into the playoffs again. And then, you know, 9-8 feels a lot better than a 7-9 playoff berth in a crappy division. And all of a sudden you're in the postseason back-to-back years, and we can start being just, again, a little more positive, a little more viewing this rebuild appropriately. However, in the end, I do think it's annoying that they continue to have to make these late season flourishes instead of just starting off properly. But that's another topic for another day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and Ron kind of talked about that with the Junkies this morning. It's such an interesting situation. We're talking with Pete Haley here from NBC Sports Washington, the Washington Football Talk podcast. Just how big of a swing two games can make. If it wasn't Tampa 2 weeks ago, let's say that the roster was switched around and they lost to Tampa before the bye week and it was Denver, and then all of a sudden they just beat Denver and Carolina. You think there'd be as much optimism, or is it because of the opponents?
The opponents certainly factor into it. You know, I think that's a good point. Like, if the Giants game was one of the wins they had recently and they needed an offsides call, like, that would be a little more deflating, and maybe we'd be a little more measured. But beating the Bucks when no one expected them to, we were all expecting to be sort of this last gasp, and then it was going to be a miserable afternoon, and then we'd have to wait for these next 2 months to run out. For them to beat them by 10 the way they did, it wasn't like Tom Brady got hurt. Sure, he was a little bit off, but they took it to him. And then they go down to Carolina, and instead of having a letdown spot, they rose to the occasion and maybe played even a better game with an opponent that certainly delivered its best shot too. So those two wins, and again, it's replicable stuff. It's good tackling. It's being better on third down.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's owning the time of possession. They aren't throwing 80-yard bombs. They aren't doing these crazy trick plays.
Not giving up 80-yard bombs either.
Yeah.
Which is a pleasant change.
They're just tightening up. And, you know, whether it's It's they need to learn these schemes. I've heard Jack Del Rio's scheme is complicated, and maybe it takes a while for guys to get in sync there. And on offense, it's Taylor Heinicke just using more experience to be smarter, whatever it is. I do think these are things that can just continue to improve as they hit the field more and more in the coming weeks.
It seemed like less has meant more for this football team. When they lost people, they began to do different things. Things that a lot of people were asking for at the beginning of the season. Blitz more. Let's run the ball more. When they had less people, they began to do that. When they get those people back, do they stick to that or they go back to the other stuff?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. You know, sometimes like in golf, you hear golfers when they pull an oblique or something and they have to minimize their swing. Sometimes they realize, oh, this is a lot better when you are able to do less. You're able to actually just play a little bit better. I don't know if that was the case with JP when he broke his ribs in Kinloch. I think he had a lesser swing and even worse results, but for the most part, it worked out that way.
I was hitting it straight. It was just going like 40 yards.
Yeah, and you're grunting after every swing. It was really funny.
You should have seen me play golf the day after. That's one of the most wild performances of my life.
But I like it, Beamich, and I think maybe one way we can measure that soon is when Montez Sweat comes back on the defense. Well, the defensive line, I know they aren't getting sacks, but they also aren't letting quarterbacks escape necessarily, and they're just playing more in their assignments. When they get the more talented Montez Sweat back, and he's in there instead of a seventh rounder like Casey Tuhill or an undrafted guy, will he play his assignments better? Will he stay in his rush lanes and be disciplined? Or will getting him back sort of hamper the defense in a way? And that'll be something to look forward to as well, like you said, with the running game and Taylor maybe not needing to go downfield as much, just being more pinpoint with his accuracy.
Talking with Pete Haley here from NBC Sports Washington. Pete, we just had Barstool Nate on about an hour ago or so, and I don't know if you saw, he had a blog for Barstool Sports that was kind of explaining the dichotomy of being a Washington football team fan, where the team means an immense amount to you, and you buy Terry McLaurin jerseys or you own a Darryl Green jersey, and this is your team, and it's how you identify. It's part of the tribalism that is American sports, right? But then the flip side of that is for a lot of fans, they don't like ownership. They want to see a change in ownership, and they feel like supporting the team supports the owner. As a kid that grew up here, just like I did, just like Lanfield did, like we all grew up here loving this team, how do you reconcile that?
I think you just have to kind of accept that when the ownership's out of your control, and you can hope that certain things happen in the future, but it's weird. Like I think I still have like 2% of the fan left in me, and seeing them win two in a row and seeing more people in jerseys and on Twitter cheering up and this team getting some run on national TV and all these cool social media videos of the players getting hyped, like, It just kind of makes you forget all the crap. And it's the stupidest, most simple phrase ever, but winning cures everything. And even though they haven't won anything, they're still 4-6. But even so, it makes you feel so much better about everything. We aren't necessarily looking at Kenny Pickett as much anymore or worrying about when Jack Del Rio is going to get fired. It's, wow, Taylor Heinicke's great. And man, this defense is coming together. So the week-to-week existence is much more palatable when the team is winning. When they start struggling, that's when all the other outside noise becomes louder. But right now, no one's caring about that because it's more fun to just look forward to the next game as opposed to fixing all the longstanding issues.
So that little thing, winning cures all, is so true.
Yeah, man. It's the elixir. True.
Last one. We were having this debate, and it's kind of, as Lanville pointed out, it's like an evergreen debate. You've traveled to a number of NFL stadiums, and Where does FedEx rank for you?
It's the bottom. I mean, maybe Jacksonville was like an awfully bland.
The only one
place
I could put worse is Jacksonville.
Yeah, like it was.
But it has
super
a pool.
Bland.
And you jumped
in
it.
The pool is great, and we also got to play at an amazing golf course the day before and eat at Waffle House. So that certainly was a tiebreaker. I actually think FedEx is probably the worst. Just the there's no personality around it. The parking lots are all weird and hilly. There's no, like, scenery. Just when I'm so excited to see Allegiant Stadium in Vegas because of the newness, but you know Buffalo and Green Bay, like, the community around it, it just feels way more homey and way more cool. FedEx, it's just, it's terrible. So, I mean, there's so many things wrong with it. And, God,
I'll
I hope
say this, though.
Stadium,
in 2012, when RG3 had this city bumping, FedEx bumped. And it was
nobody talked about the stadium because they were so busy talking about the winning and the excitement. But right now, when you don't have that to talk about, That's when you creep in, like Pete stated, and they're talking about the outside stuff.
Something changed, though, because 2012, Robert, this joint was bumping. 2015, they get hot late. Kirk, do you like that game? That playoff game against the Packers, that home game, that place was packed. We were all there.
Oh, yeah.
Something started changing. I think a lot of it was the Bruce and Kirk, and the fan base started to split on all that. Because fast forward to 2018, Alex Smith has this team in first place. They're playing the Texans. I'm telling you, this is a watershed moment for the entire organization, because you've got a first-place team that was playing well, if uninspired and not particularly sexy, but they were in first place playing another first-place team, and the place was empty. And then Alex breaks his leg, and then we're on to the Josh Johnson, Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum water slide of hell that we've been on for a while. So
And I think the rise of red zone and just the ability to watch and have so much more fun at home or at sports bars certainly has contributed. I feel like red zone got really popular in the mid-2010s, and it's only gotten more so. But certainly the stadium and just the paying of the money and the exorbitant fees is not helping at all.
Pete, thank you for the time, buddy. We'll catch up soon.
It's always fun, guys. See you later.
One guy that has gone the opposite way of FedEx Field, where FedEx Field continues to slide.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.